Let's wind up level one with a word to the wise on the proper use of the verbs to lay and to lie. This lighthearted look at a grave grammatical pitfall is called lie down and I'll lay it on you. Failure to distinguish between the verbs to lay and to lie is one of the most common errors among educated adults. It is a relatively simple distinction that is not hard to grasp, and once learned, it becomes second nature. Furthermore, those who observe the difference have the distinct advantage of speaking properly and sounding perfectly natural at the same time. You will never be considered affected or pretentious for using these verbs correctly. Now, since this lay and lie lesson has been laid down countless times before, and since I would rather that you sit up and take note of what I am saying rather than lie down and go to sleep, I have composed an illustrative anecdote to once more give the lie to lay. I would like to say I was just lying around one day, but actually I was leaving a restaurant with some friends after laying down a generous tip. As we strolled toward our car, we passed a man barking at his dog, which in my experience happens rather more often than the other way around. "Lay down," the man said. The dog sat, his tongue lolling. "Lay down," said the man again, growing impatient. The dog continued to sit, looking curiously at his master. Overhearing this, one of my friends said, sotto voce, "Maybe if you told that dog to lie down, he might do what you want." Sotto voce, by the way, is a useful Italian phrase meaning under the breath, uttered in a soft voice so as not to be overheard. But back to our story. "Lay down," the dog's master said loudly, as if to silence my friend's criticism. Then, perhaps guilty for raising his voice in public, the man begged his pet, sotto voce, "Please, lay down." The plea fell upon large, floppy, obstinate ears. "Why won't you lay down?" the man groaned as my friends and I climbed into our car. The answer is, my friend was right. That dog was dead set against lying down for a master who didn't know how to lay down the law with good diction. The master may be the one blessed with the faculty of speech, but the dog was the better judge of what constitutes correct and intelligible English. Here's the difference. To lie means to rest, recline, be situated. You lie on a bed, rest there, recline on it. To lay means to put, place, set. You lay a book on a table, put or set it there. You lay your head on a pillow, place it on the pillow. Whatever you can put down, you can also lay down. You can lay something down, but you can't lay down. You can lie down, but you can't lie something down. That's simple, right? Now, here's where it gets a bit tricky. The past tense of lie is lay. Last night, I lay awake in bed. It is wrong to say that you laid in bed, because laid is the past tense of the verb to lay, which means to put, place. You wouldn't say, "Last night I put awake in bed," would you? Here's how the tenses break down for the verb to lay. You lay a book down today, you laid it down yesterday, and you have laid it down any time in the past. Here's how the tenses break down for the verb to lie. When you're tired, you lie down. When you were tired yesterday, you lay down. When you have been tired in the past, you have always lain down. Okay, here's a test. Which verb means to put, place, prepare? Lay. Which verb means to rest, recline, be situated? Lie. Good. Now for some hard ones. Do you lay something down or lie it down? You lay it down. On weekends, do you lay around the house or lie around the house? You lie around the house, of course. Were you laying in bed last night or lying in bed? You were lying in bed last night. If you were laying in bed last night, you are a chicken and your bed is full of eggs. Have you laid in bed before or have you lain there before? You have lain there before. Have you lain books on the sofa or have you laid them there? You have laid them there. Which sentence is correct? She lay the package down, or she laid the package down. She laid the package down is correct. So, do you have a grasp on the difference? All right. Here's the final $64,000 question. Do you lay down on a bed or lie down on it? Well, if you're a dog, you'd better lie down on the rug if you know what's good for you. And with that dogged account of the distinction between lay and lie, we come to the end of Level 1. I hope you've enjoyed the material so far. If you found some of the keywords familiar, just keep listening, because there are 9 more challenging levels to come, each one chock full of useful information on hundreds of English words. By now, you should have established your listening and reviewing routine. I cannot overemphasize the fact that review is essential to ensure full comprehension and retention of what you've learned. For best results, I recommend that you spend at least 1 or 2 sessions listening to this entire level again before proceeding to Level 2, which begins with a discussion of the relationship between vocabulary building and reading.